2-0-0-0. And then you take this to 1745. Ah. You end up with total revenue of 3.591. I don't understand what these numbers are doing. Well, I don't know what number you end up. I'm showing like a huge surplus if you do that. This doesn't make any sense.
The new total revenue is an additional $40,000 for the major donor, right? I'm sorry, $12,000. An additional $16,000, 3586.
Mm-hmm.
So the 3570, the total revenue, would be...
Okay.
3586.
Oh, I see. I see what the calculation's doing. It's 022 minus 034. Let's see what you get here. Okay. So you end up with total revenue of 3.591. You end up with total expenses of 3.563, and your net surplus is $2,000, $2.999.
Okay, so total revenue is not 3.586. It's 3. What?
591.
All right. So the amendment would be. To change LSP elections to $26,900, premium shipping to $50,000, for a total of total revenue of $3.591 million, and a total expense of $3.563 million, for a net surplus of $2,000.
Hold on, no. Hold on, let me play with the spreadsheet. So it's 022. Minus 035. Hmm.
3577 is what I'm getting.
Getting anything that makes any sense here.
How much are we cutting on the direct mail?
Okay, so what I was saying is that the management was prepared to make a smaller increase in direct mail to accommodate the 20,000 increase in LSB expenses for the election. I think that, what do you have on line 128 and 129?
Okay, I have 29 and 25,000. And we will keep the projected 2013.
You're saying 128, you had 29,000?
Right.
And 129, you had 25,000?
25,101, yes.
So the manager was prepared to reduce that to 19,100 and 14,351.
Okay. Where do you want to go?
That was to accommodate the 20,000 for the...
Where do you want to go? I think you are connected. Check to see... No, I think you are, but check it to see if you...
So that would say a reduction of $34,000?
Okay, good.
I think it's reduction. You had 29 and he's at 19, and you had 25 and he's at 14, so it's a reduction of...
Okay. Your 9128 is 29.1, and then
guys,
the 2013 is 14.7.
Yeah, the 14.7. Yeah, 14.77. But he, instead of 29, he's only going to 19. He's cutting 10,000 off there to accommodate the increase in the.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to take a calculator. This one, sir.
So $10,000.
And then the next line for postage, also reducing that. I mean, it's not increasing. It was from 4780 to 14351 instead of 25.
Okay.
So it's a reduction of about 21,000.
14351.
Yeah.
That's
10,100. Noisy on here.
Okay. Listen, we got to move. The amendment is simply to keep listener revenue at 3.162, to adjust the central services proportionately, which I don't have the time to do right now.
There's no adjustment with 3.162.
And to keep the personnel costs at 1.745. That's what the amendment is. So we've got these things on the floor. Let's have any discussion that we're going to have, and let's vote.
Well, hold on. This is a completely different amendment from what we were just discussing.
Raoul's amendment is to not change those two figures as I'm suggesting changing them. Otherwise, the amendments are the same. The amendments in the main motion are the same.
Okay, what about the thing to change LSB elections to 26,900?
That's in my motion.
Okay. So
yeah, we agree on that.
Let's rephrase this. What are the two things we're doing? The bottom line is all we're talking about now?
The only ways in which Raoul is amending the main motion is that he is not changing the listener revenue figure. He is maintaining it at 3.162 million, and he is not changing the personnel cost figure. And it's leaving it as it is.
All right. Okay.
That is all.
Let's try this. So, the amendment is to leave personnel. Okay, where's your personnel in your main motion? Where is personnel? Okay, you have personnel at 1.679. So the motion would be to strike personnel to 1.679.
That's the main motion. The amendment is to leave listener revenue at 3.162 and leave personnel at 1.745.
Okay, the way to do this is, since we're not, the amendment addresses the motion. So the main motion says to make personnel 1.679, so the amendment would be to strike making
that
personnel
change,
1.679.
Correct.
679. Okay.
And strike reducing commissioner support to 3.8. To 3 million.
Okay, let me file it. So listener support, 1.62, no, 3.0, to strike reducing listener support to 3.0.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it?
That's it.
Okay. All right, so then it reads, the amendment is to strike... In the main motion, to strike personnel to 1.679 and strike reducing listener support to 3 million. That's the amendment. Correct?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I got it.
All right. Any last words before we vote? Okay. I'll say a couple of things if I can.
I got knocked off the call, so a couple of minutes, but I think we'll have to get back on. Sorry.
What was that, Michael?
I was knocked off the call somehow. I just got back on. I couldn't get through the code first minute. Anyway,
okay.
I missed probably the last 3-4 minutes at least.
Okay,
Mr. Richard, I'd like to make a comment.
Okay, Richard, I hear you. So you'd like to make a comment. I'd like to make a comment. Anybody else for the final staff before we vote?
I'd like to make a comment.
Okay, anybody else?
Could somebody refresh me about what we're on? I
we're ready to vote.
No, we're doing a final staff before we vote. Yes, we'll refresh you, Michael.
Should I read the main motion and the amendment?
Not now. Let's finish the staff, then we'll vote. We will be done in 10 minutes.
Yes, I'm checking. We haven't voted on anything yet?
No.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so the final stack is Richard, Raul, me. That's last call, then we'll vote, because we are major league out of time.
Michael, to the stack.
Okay. Richard, go ahead.
Okay, real quickly, I appreciate the optimism that Raul has. Unfortunately, I think that history... Trump's optimism in this case, and I think that we need to come back down off the optimism. Thank you.
Okay, next person on the stack is Raul.
Thank you. My recommendations are not entirely based on optimism, but rather based on what's in the books right now, and that's what I base my recommendations are. As I said, through July 31st, the listener support shows an actual of 2.7 million versus 2.5 million, 2.6 million of budget, and with a year-to-date variance of ahead by $125,000. I see that I could tell with the even with $100,000 potential reduction in projected revenue for the next 2 months, I think we still achieved the $3.1 million in revenue. On the personal cost, I cannot really support the reduction that was proposed in the main motion merely because the reality is that there's going to be a lot of increases. There's going to be the benefits will increase as everybody had experienced in the past. There will be a tremendous amount of increases, yet alone our contractual obligation with the union. The 1.745 numbers only represent 4%, and I think that's reasonable enough. Although I still have a hesitation about 4% increase, I think it would be a little bit more. But as management is committed, I think we should keep it down to 1.745, and I totally agree with some of the other items, and I think this is realistic. This is what the management, and hopefully we will be able to track this on the month-to-month basis, and we'll have a different performance this year. Thank you.
Okay, Michael, and then me, and then we'll vote.
Well, I think I've explained most of it. I think the management has been accommodating. I think that they listened to the LSB in trying to develop this budget. I think that it's a reasonable increase in, you know, small increase in listener support compared to what we were doing. I think that it's possible to achieve that with a much smaller outlay on premiums, which is what's built into that. I think that the accommodation for the elections, LSB elections, was my error and has been accommodated for by the management. I think that, you know, it's a budget that was approved by a two-to-one majority of the LSB, and I think there was a minor adjustments for making it a doable budget.
Okay. This is what I would say. I think it's important to be fact-based with budgets. The actual listener revenue that we just went through an audit to determine for KPFK in 2012 was $2.9 million. We know that the last fund drive in August is going to net about $300,000. It was budgeted for $550,000. We have to be careful about overestimating. With a 60% reduction in, I'm sorry, with a 40% reduction in premium costs, we are going to lose some of our premium shoppers. A great deal of the money that came in the record-setting fund drive in the fall was people picking up a bargain on the water filtration filters. We're not going to retain those people going forward. They were shopping. And it seems to me important that we have a contingency plan to not spend more than we can reasonably project. Again, the reason that we have an audit is to ascertain our actuals so we're not guessing. We just had one, and they told us what, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars more on premiums, we were actually able to produce. And I think that's a really important figure, and that's the kind of data that we have to pay attention to and plan for. There is no downside to exceeding our budget on revenue. That's a good thing. There is a significant downside to coming short of our revenue projections, and that's what generally we do around here. And we're at the point where continuing to do that is becoming really, really problematic. I don't want to pick on KPFK, but we were told there were problems with the payroll not too long ago. It was very close to not being made. When you're in that situation, that's not the time to make speculative jumps. It's the time to do the opposite, to be prudent, to be careful, to take care of the employees, to not overpromise and underdeliver. If we anticipate a lot more revenue than we get, then it's going to be much worse for everybody involved. Prudence is responsible. It's not the opposite. The other thing that I would say, in terms of management's ability to respond, we identified the problem with the water filters back in January or February. We knew it was a problem. And between now and then, there was another $250,000 in premium costs accrued because we are coming in at $500,000 plus.
Welcome to Loop Up. Enter an access code, then press pound. To cancel, press star. One moment, please. Loop Up is recording this call for the call leader's future use.
3.0 million. To make personnel, one line 62, 1.679 million. General ledger 5752, major donor to 40,000. Okay. Line 69, general ledger 6595, to $26,000 for the LSB election, to adjust depreciation to the actual $70,800, reduce premium shipping to $50,000, that's General Ledger 5762, total revenue $3.43 million, total expenses prior to central services $2.829 million, shared expenses $592,000, operating surplus before capital of $8,476. The motion is to strike personnel, making personnel to 1.679 million, and to strike reducing listener support to 3.0 million.
The amendment you're speaking of now.
Yes, the amendment says in the main motion to strike those two things.
You said the motion.
Yeah, there's a motion and an amendment. And the amendment refers to the motion. Okay. Is that understandable?
I'm sorry. Nobody answered the difference in the direct mail?
What?
The direct mail is in both motions.
Okay. I didn't hear it.
Okay. It's there.
Okay.
Wait. Let me go through that one more.
Oh, Paul, I swear to God, I can do this with you afterwards.
I'm an atheist, I don't believe in that.
But everyone's going to die.
Yeah.
I prefer to have it in the committee.
Is there a general ledger for direct mail? Maybe I have it in that. Because some of this, you know, it's best.
It's under
development expenses. Yeah, development expenses like 128,
67, 71, 67, 72. It's dropping to the projected 2013. No increase.
No, that's not what it was.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to get across to you. There was a small increase, a lesser increase, to accommodate the 20,000. That's what Manchin came up with.
All right. Say
19,315,351.
Okay.
Well, if you're trying to accommodate a $20,000 increase, it has to go back to actual.
Okay. Direct. Then we're putting in here direct mail, and that's ledger what?
6771 and 6772.
What do you want the numbers to be, Michael? I don't need to fight about this. Name the account number. Name me now.
19,114,351.
Okay. 19,3.
19,1.
19,1. And 14,351. And that's 14,391.
351.
Okay. Let me do this again. To make listener support, General Ledger 5000, 3.0 million. Personnel, line 62, 1.679 million. General Ledger 6752, major donor to 40,000. Line 69, General Ledger 6595, to $26,000 for LSB election. Adjust depreciation to actual $70,800. Direct mail, General Ledger 6771 to $19,100, and 6772 to $14,351. To reduce premium shipping to $50,000, General Ledger 5762. Total revenue, $3.43 million. Total expenses prior to shared expenses, $2.829 million. Shared expenses, $592,000. Operating surplus before capital of $8,476. The amendment is, in the main motion, to strike, quote, personnel to 1.679 million and strike reducing listener support to 3.0 million. Is that about right?
Good.
The end. Paul, call the roll.
Okay, there we are. One second. And okay. Jim Boyd.
No.
On the amendment now.
On the amendment. We're voting on the amendment. Jim Boyd.
No.
John Crumshaw.
No.
Marcus Jeter. R. Paul Martin. No. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
No.
Manager Saba. Not here. Raul Salvador.
Yes.
Richard Uzel.
No.
Barbara Wipperman.
Yes.
Okay, is Manager Saba here still? Or?
I say no.
Okay. Anybody here who I missed? Okay. I have four in favor, zero abstentions.
Okay, on to the main motion.
Okay, give me one second to get that in place. And okay, do we need that reread?
No.
I'm not hearing anybody saying yes.
I don't think we do, actually.
Oh, I have to ask. All right, on the main motion, Jim Boyd.
Yes.
John Crumshaw. John Crumshaw? I'll come back. Marcus Jeter. R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Manager Saba? I'll come back. Raul Salvador?
No.
Richard Uzel?
Yes.
I am sorry.
Barbara Wipperman?
No.
Going back. John Crumshaw.
I guess he dropped.
Dropped out. Manager Saba.
Yes. I'm sorry, I was muted.
Yes. Yes. Okay, I have a yes. All right. Anybody I missed? I have 6-4, 3 against, 0 abstentions.
Hi. All right.
Can you hear me?
Who's this?
Hello? Tracy, yes. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. We did complete the vote, but go ahead.
I vote yes for the main motion.
Okay, that's John Crumshaw, right?
Correct.
Okay, so then it becomes 7-3-0.
Great. Thank you. Okay, very good. Done, everyone. Thank you for hanging in. I know it was long. And we will meet again in September. I don't know when. We will meet again September 3rd.
Sure.
That's our next meeting. So thank you. And if there's no parting shots, we'll...
Is that a regular meeting? No, that's the extra meeting.
September 3rd is an extra meeting to finish up the KPFA budget.
Okay,
then we will meet again the second. Then we'll meet again. It's at the normal time. The normal time. Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
I have a conflict on the 10th for the regular meeting. I'm attending a workshop at the Center for Nonprofit Management.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Scheduled then.
Okay, and I believe on the 10th we'll take up WPFW's budget is tentatively what's scheduled.
My apologies.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else?
Thank you.
And thanks, everyone, and good night.
Thank you.